531.
Now for in and around the region, looking at news from across the Pacific, and it's Whakata Lofa Atu as Tuvalu goes to the polls today, Mabel.
Yep, one of the smallest democracies in the world will be voting today to fill its parliament, which is made up of 16 members. And I think around 11,000 people will be voting today. They've got like 37 candidates running in this year's election. And the way it works is Tuvalu is split into 8 districts. And 2 candidates are voted into parliament from each district, which make up the 16 members of parliament. And so current Prime Minister Enele Sopoanga will be looking to see if he can secure another term as the leader of the country. He's been Prime Minister for 6 years now, which makes him the second longest serving leader since Tuvalu's independence in 1978.
Wow, 41 years, eh?
Not even that long.
He's been very prominent. I mean, the Pacific Island Leaders Forum, you know, a few weeks back, especially championing the, you know, climate change issue. Whenever he has a platform, he's spoken at the UN and the, you know, forum. And like I said, it's a, you know, a platform for him. So being very prominent, very outspoken on this cause, which is good, of course.
Yep, he has. He's been pushing Tuvalu to the front of the climate change stage around the world, and I guess we'll see whether the people still want him in that position to be doing that work by the end of tonight when we find out provisional results.
And we'll have updates on that tomorrow morning.